Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Unscrewed, the show that knows that real liberation includes sexual liberation. I am your host, Jacqueline Friedman, and welcome to another spare parts episode of Unscrewed, in which we give you a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. I hope everyone is having as good a week as possible as we head toward the inaugural apocalypse. Speaking of our POTUS, I'm sure that you all followed the news of the dossier and the intel that Russia supposedly has on Trump. And I'm not going to go into it in great detail because I feel like a million things have been said about it. I just want to say two basic things here. One is, yes, it is on some level hilarious to picture Trump engaging in some way in golden showers. But the public laughing about golden showers, I worry that it's hurting other people who enjoy piss play, right? Which is fine. Like, piss play is just another thing you can do in bed that turns some people on and doesn't turn some other people on because we are all different humans. So my concern is the stuff that's happening is really contributing to the shame and marginalization of some folks who already feel ashamed and marginalized about their sexual practices. And we know that when people feel ashamed and marginalized, they're less likely to speak up for themselves, to advocate for themselves around safer sex, you know, those sorts of things. It actually can have a harmful effect on your fellow person. So I don't care about Trump's feelings. Hurt Trump's feelings all you want. I love it when we hurt Trump's feelings. But maybe tone it down on the pee jokes, not because of Trump, because there's collateral damage in the pee joke conversation, but also because there's some serious shit going on. And the more we're distracted by the pee jokes, I think we miss the fact that, A, it was really profoundly racist of him to hire women to pee on the bed where the Obama slept. But also, even more important, B, if the dossier is true, we're talking about treason, right? We're talking about a man who ran for president and who is prepared to take the office of president, who is compromised and in some ways controlled by the Russian government. If that is true, that is incredibly serious. And I think that Trump in some ways relies on us distractedly laughing at him to get away with some of the really more profoundly serious stuff. So giggle if you must. Like, look, I've made some pee jokes privately in my own house also, because, you know, laughing at Trump is fun and cathartic. But just keep that stuff in mind. Be compassionate. And then the other thing, completely alternative, that I want to say, because I've seen this circling around because the conversation has suddenly been about water sports, is urine is not sterile. That is an urban myth. Urine is more sterile than a lot of things, a lot of fluids you're going to come in contact with in somebody else's body, but it is not sterile because it comes out of human bodies. So it has bacteria and other germy stuff in it, and it's not sterile. So take safer sex precautions around it if you're going to play with pee. Be safe, please. Thank you. I've heard some great things about last week's show, American Hookup. And rightly so, because Lisa Wade is a genius. I'm so glad to be able to introduce her to some of you. And the book is so fantastic. I hope you all have bought it and are eagerly gobbling it up right now. I have a couple of follow-ups to stuff we talked about on that show. The first is that some of you asked for more details on the event in Boston with myself and Lisa Wade live in person. And so that will be happening at Harvard Bookstore on February 9th. I believe the time is 6:30. It might be 7. You can get all the details at harvard.com, which is Harvard Bookstore's website. We would love to see you there. And if you come and you're a fan of the show, come let us know that you heard us on Unscrewed. we would be so psyched. And that reminds me that I've been meaning to tell you that the spring season is when I do a lot of speaking. It's Women's History Month, it's Valentine's Day, it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which I like to reframe as Sexual Assault Action Month. There are a lot of reasons to bring me to your community or your campus, and I love doing that stuff. So if you are interested in seeing me live near you, get in touch and we can figure out how to make that happen. The best thing to do is email me at unscrewed@jaclynfriedman.com. That's JACLYNFRIEDMAN.com. If you do it now, you'll have more pick of date in my schedule. If you wait till later, it'll be a little more difficult. Would love to come visit you and talk about how we can unscrew the sexual culture where you are. I also heard, pursuant to last week's show, from Twitter user SarahEB14, who loved Lisa and I referencing dick is abundant and low value. And I just wanted to make sure you all know that I did not coin that phrase. It actually has quite a little history. It was coined actually by Twitter user Madeline Holden, who tweets as Moscaddie, M-O-S-C-A-D-D-I-E. She coined it in a 2014 tweet that read, "To any women reading How to Get a Man franchises or sticking around in stale, dissatisfying relationships, dick is abundant and low value." But I didn't hear about it until the next year when the writer Alana Massey wrote an essay for Medium riffing on the idea, which was called The Dickonomics of Tinder. And what I love about it, and it's so perfect as a compliment to the show with Lisa, is like it's totally about how to adopt a 180-degree attitude toward casual sex from assuming that people are just going to be shitty to you, right? Like it's about how we make casual sex nicer specifically for women. I'm going to read you a little bit from it because it's so great and I want you all to go look it up and read the whole thing when I'm done. So Alana Massey writes, "When Tinder first came along, it was heralded by some as the grinder for straight people and a hookup app that women would actually use. Men braced themselves for what was supposed to be a rush of incoming babes, women who had been released from the confines of a Girls Gone Wild VHS, but didn't expect anything so extravagant from them as a novelty t-shirt for taking their clothes off. Simple girls. Horny girls. When Tinder matches occurred, these men stormed into our messages with all the social grace of Steve fucking Urkel, but none of his endearing sincerity, with appeals like, sexy dress, hook up. They used the precious real estate of their bio to complain about women rather than entice them. They wore jerseys for teams that suck. They attempted to order women to their homes as if they were chicken fingers, unseamless. And almost every last goddamn one of them found their whiskey habit absolutely fascinating. When these tactics repeatedly failed them, these men surmised that women were so dense as to not even know the purpose of Tinder and took to the internet to complain about the gaggle of prudes who disappeared them to the abyss or went silent on them." One tweet reads, "My findings show that about 80% of women don't know what Tinder is for." Another reads, "I always get the girls on Tinder who act like they don't know what Tinder is for. SMFH. It would be sad that they inadvertently admitted that they actually just have no game if there weren't such a spiteful sense of entitlement in such sentiments. Bless their blue-balled little hearts. Meanwhile, a substantial number of other men guessed that women using Tinder might enjoy wild romantic gestures like using punctuation in sentences instead of winky faces, or asking which trains we lived off to pick mutually convenient meeting places, or bringing their own condoms because safety is everyone's responsibility. These men who care more about women's realities than their own fantasies are the ones who still actually get laid on Tinder." And then later she says this part that I can't resist also sharing with you. "The truth is, sluts like me are everywhere on Tinder, but we aren't impressed by men who are positively beleaguered by the prospect of having to put effort into getting laid, nor do we like it when they mock the boundaries of our girlfriends who want to use Tinder only for traditional dating." That's from Alana Massey's essay, The Dickonomics of Tinder, in which she will expand greatly on the idea of dick is abundant and low value and hopefully rearrange your head if it needs a little rearranging around who has the power in your sexual interactions. Spoiler, it's you. So Google it. You can Google Dickonomics of Tinder. I'll also include it on the show notes at jaclynfriedman.com/unscrewed. Definitely check it out. Speaking of traditional dating, the last spare part I have for you today is a little clip that didn't make it into last week's show from my interview with Lisa Wade, in which she reminds us that what seems traditional when it comes to dating today really is not. Standards change a lot, and we can change them again.
And it's so funny, right? Because those adults are also promoting a type of sexual engagement, this going steady idea, right? That when it was first invented in the late 40s, 1950s, was considered a terrible idea for young people.
Right. Because it was going to promote sex, right?
Yeah. Because it was much better to have your daughter go necking with 10 different guys that month than it was for her to spend lots and lots and lots of time with one person. And so people thought that it was dangerous, but they also thought it was boring. The adults were like, what are you doing? Aren't you bored going out with the same person every night of the week? This idea that we should be having these practice monogamous relationships before marriage, it's new and it was very short-lived. So that it's definitely not like how we've always done it. It's not like we've always done that and now we have hookups.
That is all we have time for this week, Unscrewed Nation. As always, keep in touch. Use that Unscrewed hashtag. Email me at unscrewed@jacquelinefriedman.com. I would love to be getting more advice questions so we can help you out on your sex and sexuality conundrum. Hit me up with those as well as ideas for future shows, guests, what you think of the shows. I love talking to and hearing from y'all. It makes me so happy. Also making me happy is when you subscribe to the show and when you review us in iTunes. Give us a little tiny micro review and 5 stars. It makes my actual day. You can also find us on Acast, Stitcher, wherever you find your podcasts. And if you like to get podcasts somewhere that you can't find Unscrewed, let me know because I want to fix that. This show is produced and edited by yours truly. Our in and out music is by the Pink Tiles, and our cover art is by Nicole Dadonna and was produced in collaboration with The Establishment, who also designed the sound cues. Until next week, I'm wishing y'all safe and happy sex lives.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.